Thank you. So I am here again. For those who were not here 1 hour ago, I am a researcher at IBM Research, and I will present now another piece of the puzzle of this Epochs project that we are leading at IBM. So I will very quickly skip this acknowledgement, same acknowledgement as before. So same people, thank you to all of them. In the interest of time, I will move forward. So again, I mean, I have said this already, and at this time of the day, I think I have already seen maybe 4 or 5 talks trying to motivate this idea of hardware specialization, right? Heterogeneous chips. So I don't need to go too much in detail. The hardware specialization era is already here. This is an interesting dye photo of a cell phone chip processor, where you can see, for example, that in addition to the traditional general purpose CPU, today you have also GPUs, one or more, and you have plenty of acceleration engines for different functions in the cell phone. So this is a very nice example of a highly heterogeneous process. But I mean, the question is, how do we schedule applications, processes, threads in this kind of heterogeneous chip, right? I mean, it's not straightforward, because the conventional schedulers, like Linux scheduler, is not optimized for that. This is true, right? In order to exploit the characteristics of heterogeneous chip, so we think that there is a need, there is at least a call, to think harder in terms of creating more intelligent and efficient schedulers for heterogeneous chips. And how does that impact on new radio, right? So in my previous talk, I presented this ERA application where I show this new radio AO2.11p transceiver. But in the application, there was also a ROS part with multiple blocks doing different things, right? Bunch of stuff. So in general, the message is today's applications are very heterogeneous in their nature. So it's not just about the hardware. The software is very heterogeneous. So in other words, the heterogeneity at software level in the application is driven the need for specialized hardware, right? Actually, in this flow graph, we can see that there are many blocks, and all of them are doing different stuff, right? So if we have to execute this flow graph, we may have already an underlying chip with some accelerators. Let's say we may have an accelerator for the FFT. We may have an accelerator for Viterbi decoding. We may have accelerator for other stuff, right? But as far as we know, and this connects, I think, very well with this morning's talk by Marcus, the current version of the new radio scheduler is not aware of this degree of the heterogeneity in the chip, right? Which, if exploited properly, can provide significant benefit in terms of throughput as well as power performance efficiency improvement. Actually, I mean, regarding the new radio scheduler, some prior work, this is another paper from Bastian, have shown that some simple tweakings to the scheduler can already provide some great improvement, in this case for cache effectiveness, right? So we believe that there is room for improvement, for example, in terms of scheduling on heterogeneous chips. And this is also the picture I presented before. I mean, before, when I talk about the array, I was moving in this layer. Now I will be moving in this operating system layer. But we are, with this project, we are addressing the entire hardware-software stack in this DARPA DSOC program. So let's go into this idea of task scheduling on heterogeneous platforms. I will present an open source tool that we developed that is called Stomp, which allows us to prototype new scheduling policies in a very easy and fast manner, right? So let me introduce STOMP. STOMP, which stands for Scheduling Techniques Optimization in Heterogeneous Multiprocessor. I didn't want to put the H there, so this is, but I wanted to have heterogeneous. It's an open source tool that allows us to prototype and evaluate new scheduling policies for heterogeneous platform in a very agile manner. That's simple. It's written